USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We are learning brand new details surrounding the apparent suicide of accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. The New York Post reporting he hung himself with a bedsheet from a bunk bed at the federal holding facility in New York City, even though inmates in this area are supposed to have paper-like sheets and not cloth ones. U.S. Attorney Bill Barr, speaking at a police convention in New Orleans, says his office will get to the bottom of what happened and that Epstein should have been checked on by guards every 30 minutes. USA Radio's Tim Berg picks up the story.
Barr says the investigation of Jeffrey Epstein will continue.
The FBI and the Office of Inspector General are doing just that. We will get to the bottom of what happened.
Barr also says there's some serious irregularities at the federal facility that held Epstein in New York.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In USA News for Your Health, a lawsuit filed in Atlanta against the owners of the Sheraton Hotel after a man gets sick coming down with Legionnaire's disease. One woman who stayed there died, and at least 12 other confirmed cases. The hotel closed and is being cleaned. Another study finds a direct connection between your diet and your heart health. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
This latest research finds that eating less meat and eating more vegetables does reduce the risk of heart failure by as much as 40%. The new study is published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, and it finds people who had the highest intake of plant-based foods were 16% less likely to have a heart attack or stroke. The study followed more than 12,000 people between the years 1987 and 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Major League Soccer teams in the Pacific Northwest banning political flags at games. USA Radio's John Hunt with the story.
Major League Soccer has a new policy that bans political displays at matches. The Seattle Sounders and Portland Timbers have banned signs and flags with the Iron Front symbol, which they say has become appropriated by some in the Antifa movement at times in the context of violence. Supporters groups maintain the symbol represents opposition to fascism and persecution, a human rights issue, not a political stance.
On Wall Street, investors continue to be worried about trade with China and the market taking a big hit. The Dow shedding 391 points to close at 25,896. The Nasdaq down almost 96 points. The S&P 500 down almost 36 points. And speaking of money, some very rare coins worth plenty of dough on display at the World's Fair of Money in Chicago.
The American Numismatic Association is sponsoring the event that also includes the U.S. Treasury Department's display of bills of denominations of $100,000 each.
Visitors can see literally over $1 billion of rare coins and paper money. The U.S. Treasury Department alone will have a $1 billion display.
Don Perlman of the American Numismatic Association also tells us in 1943, Lincoln pennies were supposed to be zinc-coated because copper was needed for World War II, but a few of them were mistakenly made with a bronze alloy. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.